This is Sir Hector from Empath Studios, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day two of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2020, and this is my friend Nuchas reading Xenia's Bedraglin.
Mama, come look! There's a bedraglin on the beach! We have to help it! What? My child confused me sometimes. A bedraglin, she repeated. You know, when a thing's all messed up and tired and fady, it's bedraggled, right? I couldn't fault her vocabulary since moving to Vios. She'd had little to do but read. She read in the house when I was preparing our meals or on the back of Flitter when I made house calls. And as the only Xeno veterinarian in the colony, I made a lot of house calls. But the girl was still talking. Well, the animal on the beach is a dragon, and it's bedraggled, so it's a bedraglin, and we have to help it. She looked up at me with her liquid blue-gray eyes, the color precisely the same as that of the stormy skies above us. You can help it, can't you, Mama? Ah, the faith of fools and children. You must never intentionally break either. Let me get my bag, I told her. And I'll see what I can do. The little girl half led, half pulled me down to the beach from our back door to where the poor creature had collapsed in the surf, and I had to admit her name for it was sadly accurate. I'd only ever glimpsed these native flyers in the air, and once I saw the evidence one of them left behind on one of Mr. Kopnik's sheep. But I'd never been up close and personal with one, and even as a sodden heap, it was a bit intimidating. Easy there, I said to it, speaking as I would to a spooked horse. I'm here to help. It seemed to understand that I meant no harm, because its dark eyes brightened slightly. I walked around the creature, making a visual assessment. And that's when I realized what had happened. The poor beast had been snared by a fisherfolk's drift net. Long since banned for ocean use, these nets were used on Vios and other colony worlds to catch aerial prey. Specifically, the fisherfolk here cast them out from trawling shuttles to snare the flying turkeys that had become one of our staple foods. Apparently, even when used in the skies, instead of the seas, they still caught other creatures unintentionally. Xenia, darling, will you do Mama a huge favor and bring the big shears from my bag? Okay. She trotted over with them, carried point down, as I told her so many times. Can I help? I hesitated. I needed someone to keep the bedraglin calm. But I wasn't certain it was safe. I did my own sort of casting out, probing the creature with my vet sense. There was no return crackle of danger, so I took a chance. Go sit near its head, sweetie. If it lets you touch it like this, and I demonstrated, giving the animal's side a firm but gentle stroke with my flattened hand. Then pet it and talk to it. Talk soft and slow like you do with Spot. Spot was our dog, or cat. I hadn't yet determined if the local domestic was analogous to canine or feline house pets, but we referred to them as Vyotian cloud leopard dogs, and almost every family had adopted one. Okay, Mama. I gave the bedraglin, I was thinking of it that way now, a few minutes to settle, and was relieved to see that Xenia had dropped into a cross-legged position and coaxed the great beast's head into her lap. Then I went to work with my shears. Freeing the first wing was easy enough, but the second was folded backwards and the ribs were straining. I had to find the tension point before I could start snipping. And balancing it with one hand while I clipped the strands of the net with the other was a little awkward. But I managed. and even though it felt like hours, it was only a few minutes before the animal was completely free. I sensed the bedraggled's motion before I saw it move. "Sweetie, move back," I warned, but my daughter was already up on her feet. The animal rocked back and forth a few times, then got to its feet. It snaked its thick neck around to look at me, then blew warm air into my face. I could have lived without the strong scent of masticated fish, but I understood it as a gesture of thanks. "You're welcome," I told it. I walked toward the front of its body, running my hands along its side as I did. Nothing felt wrong, but what did I know? What surprised me was that it wasn't scaled like a lizard or leathery like bats. Rather, it had the coarse hair of a Terran hunting dog. A pointer, maybe. By the time I got to where my daughter was standing, the bedraggled had turned back to look at her. She also received the animal's breath of gratitude, and her expression of disgust only matched her delighted giggles for pure adorableness. We watched as the creature launched itself into the air, and if its first few wing strokes were a bit wobbly, who could blame it? I expected that would be the end of our first encounter with bedraggled Zinian, as it was officially named. But about a week later, as we were sitting on the sand right below our house, a shadow obscured the twin suns for a moment, and then our friend was standing before us. Zinia was racing toward it before I could even get up, but I needn't have worried. The bedraggled had lowered its head so my daughter could hug its neck, just like she had with our ponies back on Earth. My husband came out to join us then, bringing me a glass of iced mint tea.
"What's going on there?" he asked. "Should I worry?"
"Nope," I told him. "That's just a girl and her bedraggled. It's all good." And it was.
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 international license. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.